the fact that we have so much legislation out there being circulated, it's the indication of how very important this issue is to all of us and to our nation. And, you know, we're looking at each of these pieces of legislation, looking at what, if anything, industry is saying in terms of innovation, privacy, all of those issues that need to be vetted, but at the same time being mindful that we need to get a real framework out there for the federal government to be aggressive and as proactive as possible, given where we stand right now. We're pretty flat-footed. No one is comfortable with that. And we want to make sure that we can expedite policy that will, that first of all, will be able to be enacted, and that the agencies have the capabilities to basically implement. Mm-hmm. So that's primarily where we are right now. We're looking, of course, at the Lieberman bill. There are some concerns that have come out of the White House regarding the bill, and so you know, we're going to be looking at all of that. And ultimately, we hope to have something of real significance coming out of this committee to be a companion to a bill coming out of the Senate.
Let me ask you about the approaches that are being offered. Mm-hmm. In a moment. But what also comes to mind is Mr. Lieberman. Some people are saying that he's got a fairly optimistic timeline. Mm-hmm. He's already earmarked his bill and Senator Collins, Mr. Carper's mm-hmm. bill for a markup session mm-hmm. week from today. But is this a realistic timetable? I mean, considering how long it took things like health care to get passed and all these other, you know, important issues that Congress has had to deal with, is that, you know, getting a bill to the floor of the Senate before the July 4th recess? What do you think are his chances?
Well, I wish I could, you know, be omniscient when it comes to the Senate, but that's something you can never predict. I'm sure he's spoken to his leadership there to get some assurances, and perhaps he will be successful. That remains to be seen.
Sure. Now, you talked a little bit about Chairman Lieberman. Bill, in general, from the approaches that you've seen over on his side of the Hill, the approaches that you've seen over on this side of Capitol Hill, there are a number of proposals that are pending over here in the House. What in general do you favor in terms of how the responsibility should be parceled out and how especially the emergency response should be dealt with?
Mm-hmm. Well, there definitely has to be a very tight incident response system put in place, an incident command structure, if you will. And I think that we need to definitely have the White House integrated in this process, because ultimately it's going to be the President of the United States that will be looked to should there be an incident of significant magnitude. Clearly, DHS, we're looking at that agency and its level of authority because they are the coordinating entity, and they pretty much are on the ground running in terms of establishing the type of protocols that need to be put in place for system-wide for all federal agencies. They're just not as strong in a position right now to really be as effective as they should be. And so I think that would be what we look for in terms of pieces of legislation that are out there. What type of authority are they giving, and how does it impact on the White House's ability to, you know, to lead? Those are the types of things we'd be looking at, generally speaking.
Sure. Getaway question. What do you think is a realistic timetable for getting a bill on cybersecurity to the president?
That's a good question. I don't see that happening until perhaps towards the end of the year, quite frankly, you know, with all that is taking place between now and the elections coming up. We want to give the adequate vetting hearing to a bill of this importance and make sure that, you know, all of our I's are dotted and T's crossed.
Thank you, Ms. Clark.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.